Morning, guys. Josh here from Solopreneur Grind for the SG Daily, episode number 3. And it's been a good week. Today is Wednesday. Can't really complain. Things are slugging along. We are implementing a new service offering for my main business. So my professional services business has been running for about a year and a half. It took about the first 6 months to get that first service offering up and running, find the right target market, create the best offer, finalize pricing, all that good stuff. And ever since then, it's been really good. And now that I have done it so many times, automated it, hired an assistant, it's kind of taken down my hours per week. And so the next thing to look at is, well, is there something else related or that could service previous clients, a low-hanging fruit, so to speak, on what to do next. So the last few weeks has been exploring what that option could be, figuring it out, creating a plan, testing that target market. So that's been a lot of fun. And if you have any questions about doing that type of stuff, whether it's for a brand new business where you're trying to find what your first service offering should be, or you already have a business, you're looking to add a new one, feel free to shoot me a message or an email. Happy to chat about that. But what I wanted to talk about today, what kind of popped into my head, because there's a line that always pops up, whether I was in undergrad studying or now that we're working adults, you're talking to friends, you're catching up, is people saying that they need coffee. And the reason why this is ironic is because I'm currently waiting for coffee to finish, but I drink coffee, I drink bulletproof coffee so that it kind of gets me through to lunch because I try not to eat breakfast in the morning. And these aren't to talk about health topics, but and that's kind of health related, so I'll leave that aside. But the people who think they need coffee in order to get through the day. And my thinking on that is, sure, coffee probably makes it easier for you to get through the day. But if someone came up to your bed in the morning and put a gun to your head, this is a little bit of an extreme scenario, but someone put a gun to your head and said, you are not allowed to drink coffee today, or I'm going to pull the trigger, then you wouldn't drink coffee. And sure, you'd probably be a bit of a zombie, even for the first few days. If they said you can't drink coffee this week, and they held the gun to your head all week, your first few days would probably suck. You'd have your lulls, you'd be a zombie, maybe you'd be less productive, but eventually you'd get over a hump. Or you find some type of replacement, you drink more water, you drink more tea, whatever that may be, and you'd be fine, realistically, right? Because humans survived tens of thousands of years without coffee. Nobody needs coffee. I know I'm getting a little existential here. Nobody needs coffee to get through the day or to be successful. And the reason why I think that relates to business, I'm not just going on a crazy tirade here, is that especially with entrepreneurship, there's a lot of that same mentality with different things. So maybe you're working a 9-to-5 and you want to start something new, but you're like, oh, well, I need an idea, or I need a few customers first, or I need X amount of money in the bank, or I need this software, or I need to take this course so I can learn more, or the list goes on, right? It's going to depend on kind of what your area is. And I've been a culprit of that too, right? When I was getting started, you know, you put things off, maybe there's a part of working on the business that you're not a big fan of, and you keep basically making up excuses in your head. Oh, I need this. I can't do it yet. I need this. Oh, I should be sending emails out, but I need to make more money so I can pay for an autoresponder, whatever it is. And I think, that those ideas are directly related, right? I need coffee and I need something for business. A lot of times, if you actually sit down, maybe journal it out, think it out, I bet you probably don't need it. It would be a nice to have, kind of like the coffee. It's a nice to have. You get your caffeine, it gets you through the day, and then your body gets used to it, so you kind of do need it, not to survive, but just to kind of be productive until you wean yourself off of it. But I challenge people who are not happy with maybe the job they're working in now, or they're not happy with the results of the business they're trying to grow, to get rid of that mentality. Because as soon as you shed the mentality, not only do you start working a little harder, but you get a little bit more creative. Because if you stop telling yourself that you need certain things, then you find other ways to solve the problem, right? So maybe going back to the email marketing, it's like, oh, well, I should be growing my email list, but I need an autoresponder and I can't afford that right now. Well, if you're starting your email list and you don't have that much traffic, you can just record emails in a Google spreadsheet if you really want. If you're that dedicated to it, then you don't need a fancy autoresponder if you're only going to have 5 subscribers anyway. Send the emails out manually. So that's just one example. Like I said, I've been a culprit. Don't act like I'm innocent here. But especially when you're getting started, if you're not happy where you are, take less of the approach of I need XYZ before I can do ABC, and just try and think, well, what if I didn't actually need that? How would I go about doing this? And just see what happens. So anyways, that's the SG Daily. Going to keep them short to around 5 minutes. Hope you guys enjoyed. If you have any thoughts, comments, feel free to leave them below on YouTube. If you're listening on the podcast, feel free to shoot me an email and chat with you guys tomorrow. Take care.